Restoring order to the southern border, Title 42 pandemic policy to end on May 11. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The Title 42 pandemic policy, which has been in place during the global health crisis, is set to expire on May 11. Congressman Henry Cuellar, the ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security, is actively collaborating with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Mexican and Guatemalan officials to establish the necessary measures for re-establishing control at the southern border. Title 42 is a public health policy implemented by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under this policy, the U.S. government has the authority to rapidly expel migrants who arrive at the U.S. border without proper documentation, bypassing the usual immigration processes and asylum procedures. This policy was invoked as an emergency measure to limit the spread of COVID-19 by reducing the number of individuals held in close quarters at border facilities and to protect both migrants and U.S. personnel from the virus. Title 42 has been controversial, as critics argue that it undermines the legal rights of asylum seekers and has led to the inhumane treatment of migrants. Proponents of the policy maintain that it was and is necessary to protect public health during the pandemic in addition to law and order. Through a press release directly to Texas Border Business, Cuellar emphasized his commitment to working with congressional colleagues to guarantee that DHS has sufficient resources to manage any potential surge in migrants. He also pledged to enforce consequences for those entering the U.S. illegally, while ensuring a secure and orderly process for asylum seekers. For those in need of assistance, Congressman Cuellar's offices can be reached at the following contact numbers. Washington, D.C., 202-225-1640. Laredo, TX, 956-725-0639. San Antonio, Texas, 210-271-2851. Rio Grande City, Texas, 956-487-5603.